hello, everyone. I hope that you are all having a good day or evening. Today is, it's the end of November. You'll be hearing this podcast at the beginning of December. So much will be happening in December. We are just busy, 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 busy for all of those who celebrate Christmas. We make ourselves busier than what we need to be sometimes, I think so. So be sure to enjoy the moment. Be sure to take a deep breath because in a blink of an eye, it will be gone. Last year, unfortunately, we didn't get to celebrate Christmas in 2021. We unfortunately were around someone who had COVID. So we had to skip our Christmas. So 2022 is going to be extra special because we had Christmas for 2021 in January. And hopefully, if all goes well, we will be celebrating 2022 with two Christmases. So I'm looking forward to that. So enough about Christmas, because just remember, this is a busy time of year. Take a deep breath. Don't overextend yourself. Buying gifts is very stressful. And at this time of year, there is another thing that a lot of people don't realize. Depression really sets into a lot of people. And people, I can say, there are people that who are alone or single or widowed or widower, going through a breakup or losing their job, having a fight with their best friend. It's just, but those are actually things that happen 365 days a year. And unfortunately, it's sad. And it's even sadder during the holidays because some people think that they don't matter. They think that this world would be such a better place without them. And if you're listening and you feel that way, definitely go find someone to talk to and know that you do matter. Each of us matters in a different way. First of all, if you think that you yourself, and you feel like you're a half-decent human being, that's greatness right there. Because there are a lot of people who are not. And if you feel that way, you need to pat yourself on the back. People are so kind. But then, as I've said in past, there are some people that are just can be jerks. And some people feel as though they don't even matter out of everything they do each and every day, and always think the world would just, I don't need to be here. They just feel as though they shouldn't exist, but they should. Because guess what? If you've lived anywhere and you're in your 20s, your teens, 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and so on, you do matter. And that is where you're wrong if you think you don't. Because if you have lived this long, whatever age you're at, that's a plus. And through whatever age you are, guess what? You have touched someone. You may not think you have, but you have. Do you recall a time that you may have helped out a family member, a friend, a stranger? And say, well, these are just things everyone does. No, no, no. If someone sees a man or a woman on the side of the road struggling to change a flat tire and you pulled over, that's exceptional. Some people don't want to get involved. They just keep going. I don't know that person. If you helped someone with groceries to help them get them in their car because you saw they've got the baby, the kids are screaming and she's trying to put the groceries in, or he, that's exceptional. If you held the door open for someone, that little tiny gesture of kindness mattered. Maybe not to you, but it did matter to that person. Knowing that someone took the time to open that door, to help them put those groceries away, to help them change a flat tire, or just to ask, hey, can I help you with something? Now, this is a time when people are just grumpy. Don't know why. I know we're all overworked, but just to let you know that, but yeah, at a time when people are so happy because it's Christmas and teachers are going to have that break. Parents are hopefully going to have some fun time with their kids. So that's the positive about being at Christmas or holiday time, that everything changes. So ignore the grumpy people and be around the happy people. Hopefully you would know plenty of happy people in your life. People just work too hard sometimes. But back to what you have done in your life. If you have ever done anything that you can think of, and you say, I don't think I've ever done anything with anyone or for anyone. Think back. You probably had. It could have been a teacher. It could have been a student. It could have been someone at the gas station. And it's nice because this time of year does bring out many people to do random acts of kindness. And if we could spread that random acts of kindness throughout the year, it would be amazing. But I want everyone to know that you matter. You matter to me. If you're listening, thank you. Thank you to the listener that downloads my Ticket to Life and listens to me. I know it probably can be annoying to some, but you can always turn it off. I'm hoping that I've helped some. And I hope, as I always like to say, I hope I have made you chuckle a little bit. And think about what you're going through in life. I had a friend who's a friend of a friend of a friend, a story time. Christmas, she and her husband were having problems. And yeah, they were probably leaning towards divorce. Well, what am I saying? They did get divorced. But the sad thing is, he left on Christmas Day. Now, if that doesn't do something to the brain and to the mind and to the heart, nothing will. But guess what? It took a little bit, but she dusted herself off, got back on that horse, and she continued and had a great life. So if you're going through something like that right now, know that you matter. And just because you've had a sad time in your life, as hard as it is, you can pick yourself up. Because you matter to me, you matter to your family, you matter to your friends, your coworkers. And they may not tell you this, but no, some places just couldn't even be without you. I know everyone is replaceable. I was told that at a job. Everyone's replaceable. And that is true. We are all replaceable, but there's only one you. Well, that person that has made a difference in someone's life. Maybe you hugged someone once and you had no reason why and they needed that hug. And then there's the person who you tried to hug and realize they don't like to be hugged. Well, guess what? I have some friends that do not like to be touched, and I am a hugger. So I always have to step back and pat them on the shoulder and go, so good to see you, which is hard for me. But I do it because I respect the fact they don't want to be touched. I don't know what happened in their life. Maybe nothing. Maybe they just don't like to be touched. But have you ever made eye contact with someone at the store and you look at them and you smile and they smile back? That matters. That person just needed someone like you to smile. Now, it was really tough. Let's think back about 2020, 2021, when we were all still wearing masks all the time. And some people are still choosing to wear masks because the flu is like going crazy now. COVID's still out there, folks, but now the flu is, they're tagging each other in. So, and that's fine. I have no problems with anyone wearing a mask. But I remember that was a really hard time for me wearing that goofy mask, although it probably saved me from getting COVID, knock on wood, because I have yet to get COVID. Every family member except my husband and myself have not gotten it. And I hope I am not jinxing myself by saying that. Not sure how they all got it and we didn't, but I'm thankful. But I'm so grateful that we have not. Anyway, during COVID, we were all wearing masks. That was a really hard time when we started going back to the stores. And once we started getting out there little by little, and you would smile, and no one could see your smile. For me, it's just a natural instinct. I see someone, I smile. They may smile back. They may not. Some people are just grumpy. I don't know why. You can smile and they turn their back instead. I'm like, well, whatever. It's your loss. You just missed out on Henry's smile. But anyway, but that was a very hard time for me because some people you could tell they smiled back because their eyes would, you know, or we kind of smile and your eyes kind of close up a little bit. But that was very hard for me because it was just that mask was hiding everyone. And I think a lot of people were kind of socially scared to say anything to each other. So again, this is a different time of year. It's a great time of year. But I want everyone to know out there that you do matter. No matter what you do in your life, know you are important. You are important to your neighbor. You are important to yourself. If you're having a hard time right now, know, just know you're going to get through this because you do matter. People care for you. I care for you. And I may not know you physically, but I know that you're out there. And I want you to know that you are never, ever alone in any situation because people love you. Some people have a hard time expressing their thoughts and saying, oh, I love you. I try to end my conversations with my siblings with I love you because I do. I love them so much. And always with my kids. And of course, with my husband. But we have been blessed. Look around. Like I'm always saying, find your blessings. If you have a roof over your head, you have a job, you have food on the table, you have a loving family, or maybe you don't have a loving family, see if you can tweak that. Because we can tweak anything in our lives. If you don't like something in your life and it's making you like you hate your job, then you know what? Don't just quit the job. Start getting your resume together for 2023. Start planning a better future for yourself. But don't let anyone knock you down. Don't listen to what people say if it's a negative. If there's a negative, come back with a positive because you deserve that. You do not deserve anyone being mean to you. And I know this is kind of a crazy podcast, but I just want people to know how important they are on this earth. You can make a difference, and you can make a difference by doing something for someone because you will see when you do something good for someone, that's going to come back. God has a way of making things coming back to you, and it's amazing. And if you can't do anything, pray. If you are feeling down in the dumps, pray. It's a form of meditation or meditate. It's just something that will help you get through your day, get through the holidays. I hope that everyone is planning some good times. Again, try to take a deep breath throughout the holidays because you deserve it. And it can be a stressful time with little ones and family. And oh, do we have to get together? No, you don't. But you need to just tell people up front, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to see you this year because of whatever, but be honest to yourself, be good to yourself, treat yourself. Oh, I don't have any money. I don't mean you have to go buy yourself something. Treat yourself by looking at everything you have. Treat yourself by doing something good for you because you do matter. You matter to so many people and you have no idea. So this is a quick little You Matter, Choose Your Happy. I have a podcast and it's called Choose Happy. It's at the very beginning of when I first started. Hold on and I will see if I can tell you which episode it was. It is episode 3 on my podcast and it was on April 3rd. So it's the very beginning. But anyway, it's called Choose Happy, Choose You because you should choose yourself. In life, we have our ups and downs, and we choose to stay down or to pick ourselves up. I choose happy. I choose me. Choose yourself. You deserve all the happiness in the world. So until next time, this is Henry, and know that you matter. And please go find your blessings.